here's a story from The World.
Barbados is saying goodbye to the Queen. Yesterday, Governor General Sandra Mason announced that Barbados would remove Queen Elizabeth II as head of state in a speech prepared for her by the Prime Minister of Barbados.
The time has come to fully leave our colonial past behind. Barbadians want a Barbadian head of state.
Barbados will move to become a republic by November of next year. Christina Hines is a lecturer in political science at the University of the West Indies in Barbados. What was your reaction to the announcement, Christina? Is this a watershed moment for Barbados?
I think it is a watershed moment. I was really happy to hear the announcement. And it is a topic that has been discussed in Barbados for quite some time, since at least 1970. So to me, it is a move that is long overdue.
Right. That means there have been moves to make Barbados a republic in the past. You mentioned back in the 70s, also in 98, there was a commission that recommended republican status. Why now?
So there were some other elements within the same speech that also indicated that this current prime minister, and that's Prime Minister Mia Amor-Motley, who is the first woman to be prime minister as well in Barbados, is looking to really shift the trajectory of Barbados in some ways. So there were two other very interesting things in that throne speech, and one was the recognition of civil unions. So that would be for same-sex couples. Mm. And then there was also a proposal so that people will not be criminalized automatically for possession of small amounts of marijuana. So I think this current government is really looking to take the country in a different direction and has used this moment with all of these changes with COVID-19 and so on to reset Barbados and attempt to take it down a new trajectory.
Do you see the new head of state as also being kind of a symbolic figure like the Queen, just Barbadian?
I really believe that what we will see is that we will replace the Governor General, which is for the most part a ceremonial position, with a ceremonial president. But this person would be selected by the parliament, right? So it would be selected by the elected members that sit in our parliament in Barbados.
Finally, Christina, I want to talk about the framing of the announcement delivered by the Governor General. She said, it is time to leave our colonial past behind. So that statement coming at a time when worldwide there are protests for racial equality and for decolonization, what is the significance of those comments?
So there is a little bit of a discussion in Barbados with people who are asking, why are we making this move when it is only symbolic? And the Queen doesn't interfere in our business anyway. We are a sovereign state already. Why are we doing this? And I think it is important for symbolic reasons. It's also important for psychological reasons as well. We are a place that was formerly colonized. We have moved away from this. And I think it is time for us to take that full step of relinquishing these colonial ties. Probably most of the things about colonization were very negative and harmful to the people that live in Barbados. And at a time where or when the countries in the region are calling for reparations from the same United Kingdom, I think it's good to make this firm stand. I think it is a step that shows maturity and true independence, that we don't need to hold on to the Queen of England, even as a ceremonial figurehead.
Christina Hines is a senior lecturer in political science at the University of the West Indies in Barbados. Thank you for being with us.
Thank you for having me.
From PRX.